Shimon calls it the son Dalit, right? It's Tam Sova spoke about. The son of the was about to enter into a state of Mamon, son of Amelis, he would sell the store. Yeah, would sell the store. I'm not kidding about it, sell the store. The Chassam Sofer said a person is in a situation where his brother is a gold face. The doctor says he can't live more than another day. So the Chassam Sofer is not here to sell the store. The Shimon calls it the son Dalit, right? It's Chassam Sofer spoke about. The son of the was about to enter into a state of Mamon, son of Amelis, he would sell the store. Yeah, would sell the store. I'm not kidding about it, sell the store. The Chassam Sofer said a person is in a situation where his brother is a gold face. The doctor says he can't live more than another day. So the Chassam Sofer is not here to sell the store. Either to sell it to give your credit over to the partner or to sell it to somebody else. You have interesting concepts. You see, you have a partner. As you can sell the or half to the partner. You make an explicit condition that all the profits from that week should go to the partner exclusively. And then if the partner wants to be a nice guy and just sort of ignore it, it's all right. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. However, he says, once the person, the Chalila, is in a state of aninus, he didn't sell the store when the relative was a ghost. The relative died suddenly or he didn't realize it. Now he's in aninus. Now I want to sell the store. Then the Chassam Sofer is not so excited about it. It's better than you should close the store down for the week. However, says the Chassam Sofer, if you're going to have to be matter to keep the store open for the whole week, it's better to pick the Rav and the Yuto, the less of the two evils, and allow him to sell the store even in the state of Aninos, and that way when the store is open during the next week, it will not be considered the store belonging to the person who's in Avelis. I've also will stop here. Then tomorrow we'll start the new sheet. We'll talk about the pizza and the Indian. New sheet in the Ma'amar Thomas, this is number 8, which talks about number of interesting topics. Basically concludes the list which already began in the middle of Sheet Gimel. It's half of Gimel and the whole Dalet and the whole Hay of Yisuri Avelis. And the sheet begins talking about Rechitza and Sicha. It's found, it's beginning with the Gemara, that's Tezvel of the base. So the Gemara says, Aval Asr B'Rechitza the Siv. So there exists an Isra of Rechitza and an Isra of Sicha. We see both of them from the same line. The Gemara does not go into details here in Mar Kotten as to exactly what is Asr and what is Mutter. The Gemara about that is in the Masechta Tainis. What's it doing in Tainis? So the Tainis Tibur is also an Isra of Rechitza. And the Gemara discusses these two Isurim by Tainus Tibur and by an Ovel. The Gemara concludes in the Masechta Tainus with Gimel on the base that an Ovel is Asur except for Panav, Yodav, Araglav, Bitsonin. He washes his hands and his face. I don't think the idea of feet applies nowadays. I think it was just in the olden days when they used to walk like some guys with sandalim. So then they feet got dirty, but if you go with, or maybe go with mud, or some mud here too in camp. I mean, but in ordinary circumstances, you're wearing shoes and it's not so dirty. I don't think a ragged would apply nowadays. But Panavi Viyadov would be mutter. And that's how it's found in Shulchan Aruch. Rechitza, Ketzer, Asa, Lirchot, Kogufo, Afila, Bitsone. Panav Yodav Araglav, Bechamin Asur, Bitsonin, Mutter. That's exactly what it says in the Gemara in Tainus. Fine. Clearly it's an Isur of Shiva, no doubt about it. It's in the list of Isurim of Shiva. Ramah is an interesting minute. V'cholzemi dina, sorry, v'cholzemi dina in ha'asa rak shiva, amal ha'kach mutna b'rechitza, l'shenagu ha'idna lesa kol rechitza kol lamed yom. Wow. I feel lucky for Rosh Osir, when the Shana is a minute, he minute Kodamu, when it's Yafer al Piva Siki. The Siki. You heard of a Siki in a different context. Minute the Siki, not to do Rechita for Shloshim Yom. To get to the Ferish of Gemara, mind you. It's not just a question of not beginning the Gemara. The Gross is to get to the Ferish of Gemara, and not be testing the days. The reasons given are really not very, how should I put it? Compelling. One reason is given because, you know, it's a phrase in a comb his hair. Nope, we pass combing hair to be mutamigur there. Then some say they cut his hair. Nope, you take, whenever you take a shower, you cut your hair. I mean, it must be, I don't know what happened those days. Did they cut the hair very often, or they took showers very frequently, or both? Because it's, don't know. Very shver. We don't understand where this minute came from. We don't have to understand. What is the minute? So the Shach says that even the minute is only by Chama, not by Tzona. The Shach says it's a cotton hour. And the Dogma Rabba argues in that, no. The minute is on Tzona also. He doesn't give him anything. Yes, sir, Mayor.
He argued,
I totally argued, no? Well, he's doing the Shach also, like he said.
I don't know.
Yeah, I could, okay, either, well, have it your way. Either they're arguing or they're explaining. Sometimes you explain someone that, you know, you try to explain it, but we think he's arguing. So, as the case may be. Okay, but now our goal is that Halacha L'maisa, it becomes critical, the most critical aspect of this whole discussion of Rechitza, it's not Rechitza proper, because Rechitza we know then, the minig will have to come to later. You can't argue with a minig. A minig is a minig, you don't have to argue about it. You want to, the only way out of this thing is to proceed from Siv Aleph and then go to Siv Beis, and from Siv Beis to Siv Gimel. Siv Beis says, Sikha Kate said, also lost a field of culture and Mechavan of Tainu. Avol of Ula Havir, Azuama, Mutter, Vienzer of Loma Mishim Mefua, Chigoshiyesh of Hatotin Barosha. Where does this come from? Where does the Havis Azuma is Mutter? Well, the Gemara talks about it in Masech the Tainus, and talked about also in as far as Yom Kippur is concerned. The Havis Azuma is Mutter. And therefore, what is the Havis Azuma? What does it mean, the Havis Azuma? Well, my historian told me that they used to have a very interesting system. They used to put oil on, and then they would take the oil and they would somehow, the oil would go on the body and would somehow absorb the dirt. And when they clean it, they'd take some kind of implement and take off the oil so the dirt would come off automatically. Whatever the system was, it doesn't really matter that much. The bottom line is the system removes a bad odor. And therefore the chor is an offering of it. Often a Gemara, but often a Mechaber, at the Yonah is his mother. No? That's what our equivalent of the Haver Tazuma is, no? Isn't that Pasha Chak? The Haver Tazuma, the other, the Haver Tazuma, the word. Before, after? Wait, it's not like a commercial. Wait a second, what's this? I don't know what enough kamina and the harvest azuma means to prevent, to eliminate a bad odor. Now, sorry? That's true. It's well, it's a cover up. I think, you know, it's just. I think that halacha should be identical. I can't see any reason to distinguish the halacha between the two of them. He said, what is this? The havas doom is whatever smells you remove it. He just sort of cover it up. They used to remove it, they used to, apparently. I don't know. I think it should zikr be mutter. I don't understand. You saw this smachas after. Unbelievable. I don't know. It's unbelievable on many scores. But that's what he says. Have you saw this smachas? I'm sure he doesn't like it much. Yeah. Thank you very much. The mourner may not do this, you know, page 80, oh, let's not go through this again. Page 80, he says, using any type of cosmetic or deodorant, not allowed. Filet Floyd, mamish, filet Floyd. Marvel on a lot, cover up Rias, Pasha. Cover up Rias, I mean, this is a chumah mevila de kulam, cover up Rias. Even if it would be awesome, it should be mud. Cover up that it's mud. What do you call Shulchan Aruch Sivav? I don't know what he wants. In his safe, doesn't say the other one in your edition? Wait, which edition is left? Wait, this is something very interesting over here.
74?
What do you mean 74? No, I know that, but what is it? Turn the page. He became more mock when his old age. This is fascinating. Wow, this is really science. We're going through the sources and seeing how things change. Is more Mahmer at the end? Unbelievable. And I asked him because in the Sefer on the 9 days, which I don't have here, maybe someone has it, Moadei Yeshurun, he's Mekel. As far as Tisha B'Av, I believe. I'm not mistaken. So I think I asked him, Ibcha Mestabra, because Tisha B'Av Chashayla. But he gave me an answer, well, like Avelis is only once, or something like that. I couldn't understand what he was there answering. I thought it had to go, without any question. But now, I want to go beyond that and discuss the question of Istinus. Yes? Rechitza is more cow than Sicha, we'll see in a minute. As far as certain things are concerned. So it would be Mutter also. Lava is a Duma Rechitza, Lava is a Duma also be Mutter. The Farisha will see, but Farisha Rambanis or the Farisha and all the Poskim. We'll come to it in a minute. Yeah. I don't think it makes a difference. It's just, it's just meant to be Maris Azuma, that's what I think it's meant. Yes?
Why should
the person
Chalakov
be doing zero? Sicha. If you apply anything on your body, it's called Sicha. What do you think Sicha is
that you put it on
and
take it off?
Not that. Whatever you put on, it's called Sicha. That's what we assume. That's Allah for the mice. Okay. So, the Indian of Istinus therefore becomes critical as far as discussing the mice of Rechitza, because otherwise you're really in trouble. But Hemitzad Aminid. So the Sugya of Istinus is found in the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. But the Gemara, it's the Mishnah Brachos of Rabbi Gamliel, the Ramban here quoted. Rabbi Gamliel, most everyone learned Brachos one time or another, so you must be familiar with this a little bit. It says, the Mishnah Rochatz is Rabbi Gamliel, Lala Rishon Shemaisa Ishta, Omolot and Tamida, Ulim Atana Rabbeinu, Sha'ovel Asa Lirchot, Omolam Eni Kishar Kolod and Istinus Hani. Was my time on Enid Zoraisa Biyom, Shechsir Afisa Biyom Ma. That's the famous Gemara which they reproduced to derive the Lacha that the Avelis Remishon is Zoraisa. This is disputed, we spoke about this by Rishon 2 weeks ago. The answer, no, Omolam Eni Kishar Kolod and Istinus Hani. Istinus. And Rabbanu the Gazu Belial, Istinus lo Gazu Rabbanu. That's the Gemara says. So I asked the Kasha, to the person who first I heard this Kasha, it's called obvious Kasha, but since I tapped it to ask you, the first I heard this Kasha from Rabbi Alpha, the Chon Levo, when the Yodin told Rabbi Alpha was learning Avelis was 1 year, and he asked this Kasha, and he had no terror. The Kasha is that the Mechaber is against the Gemara. Mamash against the Gemara. The Mechaber says, "Yoledes Avelah Shetzricha." This is a Gimel. Shetzricha Lirchot Muta. can mad is that movie be reshi mutal loch of rosh of chamed lo gar me istnis she mutal lichot kol gufo then the law call me shall all istnis ani matir and all adapt of mishu yodea yodua shu istnis who was nine with the kiyuts the law yurchat it's ta habi bali yopal de mechish we'll come to that later he doesn't make any distinction between the first day and the remainder of the avelis till they perform the shach is even more of a pelah the shach is in the days I feel it beyond rishon what's going on over here? The Gemara said that Gamliel was an istinus, and he did not use the heter istinus for your rishon. But Ket, the Gemara goes out of his way to say that the heter istinus does not apply for your rishon. So how then can the Mechaber imply the shach spell out the perish that there is a heter of istinus? This is the kasha which Albert Zatzal asked a few years ago. One thing at a time. So if you saw in your Mar Makoma, let's look at the Beis Yitzchak. It's printed in the back. This is the most recent edition. It's printed also. I xeroxed it. That's, I don't know if you understood what I was in the piece that in Anilus that you were looking a few weeks ago on the back page. Remember they had this little stink, it's zero. So there I mentioned three possible answers to this shayla. The first one, I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter may have once said, I'm not sure. So let's double check. Some familiar may be aware, maybe he'll tell me if it's true or not. Tosis says, which we discussed as Tosis by last time, we looked about Aninus Daraisa, Avelis Daraisa. What are you talking about? At night is the Arise, is the Rabbana. The day is also the Rabbana. The day is the Arise, the country is nice and shiny. Not for Yisra Rechita. Suppose then, the Shloma, the Yisra, the Avi, the Arise, the Gavir Meiser, Gavishad, Mom, the Rabbana, Nami, Havel, and the Migzah. They're called Tikkun Rabbana, can't the Arise of Tikkun. So if it's a Arise for anything, so the Rabbana not going to be so make of Istinus. If it's the Rabbana entirely, like Alina's glad of the Rabbana, then it will make of by Istinus. Then one could possibly give an answer as follows. That the only time that Xeria of your Rishon by Yisus is when is this man said that is Maisa Sheni Shanecha. When it's Maisa Sheni Hanecha, we're afraid of we matter you in Istinus to wash your Rishon. Next thing you know, we'll go to the Maisa Mikdash and leave the Maisa Sheni. If it's Maisa Zeh, we no longer have any Maisa Sheni Hanecha while we're the same old Rabbin. So therefore, there's no shot of any derisas nowadays. So maybe there's no distinction between Yom Rishon and Laila Rishon. That's a possibility. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter may have said this, I'm not sure, and may have included this in one of his discussions of when do we say that Dovah should be Minyan Torah Minyan Akal Atira. If there was a Xerid Rabbanon, how can you say, well, now this doesn't apply because the reason doesn't apply? We usually don't say that. We gave a shiur about when maybe the Malka Mitzvah. We gave a, this may have been, I'm not sure, I don't want to say with Ferris, I'm not sure if he said it, but it's a possibility. Yes, Donnie?
Why are
you not reading this? Why am I sure? I thought the Easter of Avelis. What are you?
No, now you said the day was only made by
the Easter. No.
Initially,
when the Easter was made by the Easter. They were only made for an Easter when there's no device involved to use that.
Yeah, but
the day
was
only made by the Easter. It's been about Avelis. It's been about Avelis, no? The Avelis exists. The Rabbanon exists.
What was the
When Avelis began, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking Avelis. I mean that the dinner of Avelis is not a part of this. That's what it means. Right. But they didn't want to take a chance, although it really shouldn't have placed this at all. But the first thing is the chashash daraisa, there's some kind of daraisa in the background. They don't want to take any chance if we make any coups. That's the vote. Yes, Mayor?
According to the Sahoda Versa daraisa, we must have this by the Rabbana.
That's the same thing. That's the rule they want from the other. Yes, ma'am. That's the answer. The Gemara is talking about this man that had Ma'aseh Sheni Hanecha, this is the Tumah V'Tahara. And the Chabad was told as man as that, I thought. Yes, Ari? Who said what? Where?
You said that.
Who said that? Well, that's what we're going to get. Hold on and be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. One second. Slow. Yes, Donna. What? Oh, gosh, the article. Article be real. What? No one needs Master Shay. What do you say? A guy in Anidus is not going to need Master Shay. No one needs Master Shay. Anidus and no Anidus. That's discussed. That's what I mentioned before. The question of when the Zera falls off and it doesn't fall off. That's the question of nothing else. What?
There isn't a concept of Anidus and the rest.
For what? For what? Tell me, answer me. It's kosher and rice and shani. Which one? Take a pick.
I mean,
but it doesn't exist. The local amai doesn't exist. It's a gzeir, presumably mishum kotsim umai sashani. You don't have kosher and rice and shani, unfortunately. Yeah. There you bought out of English. Yes.
Look, pshat and cane, the rice is a gzeir.
Could be. Could be.
I thought
we were doing
in all the places.
I mean, it's a gzeir. It could be. It's a pshat. They don't like it. Okay. I'm not coming to force except the start. You have two more still. As long as they don't knock off all three of them, then I'll be in trouble. But as long as not the same guy knocks off all three of them, so then everyone will be happy with one of the three. Yes, no? But nobody told me the Gemara said.
Yeah.
Well, that's a connection. So the Gemara links the two. So the Rish says the Torah is final ha. The Torah says, no, it doesn't mean chas shal the Torah. Aninus chon avails the Torah. All it means is that there exists Aninus, that the existing Aninus, the right, the Gabi Kosher, and I said, Shani, they wouldn't have been makel for an Isthmus. Right. The Torah said so. The Torah said so. Yes, Abba. Right, there's never a problem at night. We found the Nimitz Lilith Rabbana, and therefore there's never a problem at night. Rabbi Galil washed at night with Shemitz. Yeah. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Thank God, that one. Okay. Next. Then I have another text. Another text. What exactly is the Heter of Isthmus? This is a very important halakha. So the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel that Rosh and Brachos, that you know, they stuck, give you a break, you know, it's Shasat Chaket or the Rafu or something like that, you know. Like you could have, what's it called, Vicks Daycare, whatever it is. You could have a glycerin. So I said, Shasat Chak, they're matter for a Rafu. That being the case, you can understand that if it would be an Issa D'oraisa, there's no Heter for an Isthmus to be a Shalom D'oraisa. As, for example, the Ran proved at the beginning of the 8th Perek in Yuma that the fact that it's mutter in certain cases to do the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. The Refuah, this proves that the Inuyim are the Rabbonim. The whole Shara Mishonah, or the other Inuyim are the Rice, the Rabbonim in Yom Kippur, famous Shara. So if they wouldn't give you a Heter, it would be a Rice. However, there are all a different understanding. Ron Brochus, so other Mishonim and the Post have this understanding. And Rav Shech printed it as a whole Bar Torah based this understanding. That the isthmus is not the pshat, they gave you a heter b'shas atzchak because you're in trouble. You know, you don't feel well, and they're not going to make you b'chum chola, or goes through. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It says for isthmus is heter gomach. Why? Lo asra Torah ala rechitza shel tana. We saw the Ramban already said this, we saw this lashon. The Torah, the Rabbanan, they only asra rechitza shel tana. But, and if it even will be d'oraisa, it should still be mutter. And isthmus, when he washes himself, he's not doing it for pleasure. He's doing it to eliminate pain. What a person does to eliminate pain, this is never included in the Yisra Avelis. only what we call pleasurable acts. But acts to avoid pain, not the pshat that, well, we gave you a special dispensation to avoid pain. It was never asked in the first place. Hutra. Not tchuya, it's hutra. Big difference. Don't ask me a shadow, we'll come to it later. The person can do something to avoid the heter of isness. Is he required to do so? So according to these policies, the answer is no. It's a hutra. The person is in a state of isness, and it's heter gama, not a tchuya, hutra. A isness washes to prevent pain. Not a heter b'shas atchak. It never was ever asked in the first place. Oh, rechter ahoh. That's so good. The water of Gamliel, wait, what's wrong with the first day? So there he says, quote, the nation is eino dover hanira la'ayin, end quote. Not so easy to discern who is an istinus, who's not an istinus. For that reason only, they will mock me the first day. That's what all says in Brooks. Now, that being the case, we have another possible way to defend the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch has a tremendous chumrah here, unbelievable chumrah, which comes from the Rosh, comes from the Ramban, from the Gaonim already, where it says, the Mechaber says, Lo kol mi she'om ha'istnes ani matir lo, el adaf kush yadu ha'shum ha'istnes v'snag v'nekiyus, v'lo yircha v'yitzar harav yavu l'day meibush. The Rosh is so in Brochus, the Rosh's Lashon is, Lo kol da'om ha'istnes ani mehem ninen lehem, ad she'om ha'bikiyim, the key experts, istinus experts, we're specialists in everything today. So that's the word I wanted to say. That according to the Ra'a, the only reason why it's us to be our Rishon is why? It's because we're Eino Nira La'ayin, we're not sure if it's istinus or not. But if Bismana's there, if we're not sure if a guy is an istinus or not, we ask him all 7 days. So the only head that the Mechaber has is someone that is double, where it is Nikolayin, that is an istinus. If it's not Nikolayin, we have no head whatsoever. So if it is Nikolayin, it is an istinus, then it's looked on the first day. As they're all said, the only reason that they ever asked the first day was why? Because what? Because it's not Nikolayin. Oh, and after 1 second, that's not Rabbi Gamliel. What Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, nobody knew it was an istinus. He couldn't tell. How do you know that? How do I know that he didn't know? They asked him, what are you doing? And why did he answer that? How did he answer that? The Lush is important. How did he answer that? Istinus ani. That's what they knew there already. No. They didn't. It's not the word that they knew it was an istinus, they were wondering what the din was. They said, hey, what are you doing? They answered, istinus ani. Which apparently they didn't realize. What, we're not to tell them. This is the waste words. Istinus, 1 second. Istinus ani. You can just tell this is Mufi. You have to tell him, Istinus Ani. Oh, so the question is, according to the Ra'a, according to the Mechaber, so come out. How do Rabbi Gamliel wash at night? Rochas Lail HaRishon. People didn't know. And according to the, if no one knew, it says that it's Asa. What's the answer of Asa? It's only Asa, the Rosh said, you can't pass it that way. Somebody has to make a shayla that tells me this, I don't believe you. I can't even make him. But the Gamliel passed him for himself. He didn't ask anybody. He was a rabbi. He passed him for himself. So he was making already Belaila Arish. That's another possible term. Yes, Bobby.
Why
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the word. So the Machab is more Machmir, on the contrary. The Mechaber is more machmir. Because in the case which the Gemara answers, day one, namely, when there's no Bikim, the Mechaber answers all 7 days. Yes, ma'am? Right.
And Gemara Kaddis is talking about in the time.
Good question. Why is it also for Avos to wash his whole body in Tona, whereas the Vedic Gemara discusses Tadak being primarily the Tanuk? It's a good question. I guess the answer is it would be that the real Tanuk is Amin, but Tona is also a bit of a Tanuk. Someone is not an Iskinus. People go swimming, they consider it a Tanuk. What if I mean, some people consider it tzarich. I thought the people were throwing the water. Tzarich for them. Yes, Ari. Right.
The Gemara says we use the first day, right?
Right.
What is that first day?
Since it's not Nikar, he didn't do it the first day. Right.
More Nikar than
that. No. The first day, the monks say why the first day is different. The first day is the shadow of the rice. Shabbat arises the first day, even though he knew that it really was mutter, he didn't want to do it because of the Shabbat arises. Not because he would be over Nisr. He didn't want to do it because of the arises. Alright? Yes, please. Right, the Tetagama. There was a Tetagama. But he didn't want to do whatever this circle of Shabbat arises. Any possible arises, he didn't want to get involved. Yes, please. That there were all things to say. It's not Niker, so that's why I thought of the first day, but beyond that, it's not going to be Mutter. The guy tells it isn't, it's Niker, then it should be really Mutter.
So how did him know we were watching
it? I told you, he didn't ask the Shal, he just did it. He didn't ask me, he knew himself.
No,
know thyself.
Perish
a puzzle.
But how did it come? Like, was it Kogel, was it the sun,
or was it the
Tavi?
The Rav is saying if it's not Nikar, it's not Nikar, it makes things worse. But can I do? You can't believe the guy. Believe yourself. A little muddled up. Say, "Echad be surit." The guy tells you he's an istnish. I guess maybe we're not another test with this. I don't handle this. Okay. Yes.
If
Jim
also holds
that
after the first day you like to do this, he says, "Kol shomer shemesh matirlo, lo kol shomer matirlo, that's tovat alocha."
Doesn't make a distinction. Right? The same way as the Rabbi Alper asked one direction, he asked we can't do.
But you see the Gemara.
All right, Kasha. So, how does more Machmer? Yes. It's
fairly Machmer
that
they
would be with
the
mission.
They would
turn around,
they
would hang around that aisle, so they would be washed every night. I don't know, it was a mistress.
Because he was
in
every night.
Well, that's our Bible, that's our later. That's not even a mistress, it could soon be washed every night. Yes. That's what it is. It's the same thing. They all say use different phrases, but they all say basically the same thing. Yes, sir.
Because
when
we don't do it ourselves, we should do it.
I told you, but he didn't, that's what Ross said. He didn't want to do it because the shadow of the rights involved. No. Someone else you can't be sure. That's what he said. Okay. Next, let's hope it's mostly the same guy asking this question of both. Alright? So we'll try the third. We're certainly going to ask from the third. The third test is a different third. Because the Rif and the Rambam totally omit the Heter of Ishmanis. Left it out in Gagas. Didn't quote it. The Rif didn't quote it in the Halachas and Brachas or anywhere else. The Rambam left it out in Gagas. So in the sheet that's revoked, in Brachas it says that a Paskin to get something on the Oy bazoi, it's about another third shot in the Machabe. The Machabe Kedarko follows the Riff and the Rambam. It says an introduction. I always follow the Riff and the Rambam. And therefore, the Heter is omitted entirely. What does he mention, though? A different Heter. What does he mention? Yoledes the Bola de Mechush. Yoledes the Bola de Mechush. It's like a different Heter in Gatsin. This is an Indian of Choli. We'll get to it in a few minutes. As someone who's getting to be sick, it's a different Heter than Ishmael. It's a much more powerful Heter than Ishmael. This more powerful Heter of Istinus, as the Bach already points out, Yoledes is much more powerful than Istinus. This is mutter even beyond Rishon. In other words, the Istinus of the Gemara, which the Gemara was matir and every other day except for Yom Rishon, the Mechaber, Asad, and Gat, he followed the Rambam. And then it's the Heter of Yoledes, this he was makil on all all 7 days, including day one. Only problem is that Lashon Logar Meistris doesn't fit in too well. But you look, he never does Mata Istris Beferish. She caught up to Lashon Logar Meistris. But he never Mata. This is Mashman the Ramban. The Ramban writes, quote, Afilu b'yom rishon nami muta l'chol ha-mitzar harbei u'bola de mechush. Klar! We know where the Chab is at it from. So the Ramban is beferish. That the first, we have to kasha, Hachi b'matir is ayi, the Gemara says this is also day one. Because no, it's all about the mitzvah b'ola de mechush, and the Ramban is beferish. This is by implication, beferish. So whenever it's b'ola de mechush, it's mutter even on day one. Yes, Mayor? No. The Gemara is the Pharish, it is not Mutter the first day. It can be based on it, a regular heter of Istinus. The Torah is two heterers. There's one a heter, general heter of Istinus, and there's a super heter of Boladay Medish. That's a better heter, it's a more powerful heter. And that's not even on day one. Oh. This I had a deal now in the Tosis and Brooks. The Tosis and Brooks says as follows, quote, he says, Ika Tsar in Loha Yeroche, the ain't also Eli Mishum Tana. The same is with the Rav. Not a Chuyah Tutra. She passed in a Tutra. Like the Vix, that's also Hutra. It's not trained in the first place. Hutra. So, it's Tetagamur. Then he says, the Chen Mashma B'Yuma, the Mish Yeshlo Chatotin B'Rosho Soch Kedak of Yom HaKippurim, Ve'ein HaKoshesh. Then he adds three words. Afal Gav V'Sicha Kishtiyah. Biyom HaKippur. Oh. What do you want? What's he doing? What is he talking about? It's like a B'kir Shiyah. He wants to tell you, no, that's Tzich Kishtir. Might have Kamina Tzich Kishtir about that. Who cares Tzich Kishtir? He should have said, there's another Heter, there exists a Heter of Chatot in Barosho, even though Tzich is also Yom HaKippur. And if Tzich wouldn't be Kishtir, would it make any difference whatsoever? And if Kamina Tzich Kishtir, Tzich is not Kishtir. What's the difference? It also says follows. On Yom Kippur, I've also been passing the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The order it is usher in Yom Kippur. Perish. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Yom Kippur is usher lots of lahavir as azuam. However, according to the Avraham, the Pashup Shalom and Mechaber, is that Rechitza is mutta lahavir as azuam. It's your question from before. If you have dirt, you go out and wash Yom Kippur to get rid of the dirt. If you have a smell or something and you want to eliminate it by using some deodorant, you're not allowed. As I stand in the Mechaber with the Bogan Avraham and the Chassam Kippur. Why? What's the difference? The Marchesha says the following difference. That we know that the ordinary Shari Nuyim are mutter to B'mokom Lichluk. But as we said before, it's not Shaltainas. It's Hetagama. It's a wash off dirt, it's mutter. However, when it comes to Sicha, since we have the extra chumra of wax, no, Sicha, Kishtia, that's not a Doraisa Mamash, I'm not going that far. But on the Rabbanan level, we say Sicha, Kishtia, because it's derived from the Pasuk, see if you look at the Maran Yuma, Sicha, Kishtia. So therefore, the heter of the Havar Sazum, which is akin, which is analogous to the general heter of Istinus, does not apply on Yom Kippur, because Sicha, Kishtia. Therefore, the Haver says, Zuhama is Asr, B'sichim, not Mutter, B'rechitza, Yom Kippur. But then comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, Rechus Yom Kippur, that B'mokom Choli it's Mutter. B'mokom Choli, even Sicha is Mutter. What kind of heter is that? Not a heter of what? Of Istinus, or a heter of Haver says, Zuhama, doesn't apply, because Sicha is Kishtia. But it's an additional heter of Osa. An additional heter of what? Of Mokum Chol. That's the Vodan Tosis over here of Osa. I think the Hemshik is very nice. Tosis is trying to show that there's two separate heterim. One is a heter of Istinus, and there's an additional heter of Mokum Chol. How do you know that the additional heter exists? So for this, you can't say Yom Kippur. If Tosis would have said, B'chein Mashma B'yuma D'mishesh Chatotim B'rosho, I'm going to stop right there. I say, yes, the old heter of Istinus. The Tosfos says, no. Afa got the Sicha Kishtia B'Yom HaKippur. And the heter of Istinus in the Harvest Azuma does not apply to Sicha B'Yom HaKippur. and still Makom Koli is Mutter. This proves it's two separate Atayrim. And these two Atayrim is Mashal Atayrim and Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Pashup Shad and Shulchan Aruch. He starts saying over here, and Sikha. Sikha came to the Asa Lassar, I feel the Koshu, Mekavan Latanam, Adam Lahavis Azuma Mutter. The Ainzer of Loma Mishim Refuah, Goshiyesh Lachatot and Beroshim. Two separate Atayrim. And the Vilna Gaon says, that's exactly it. That from Yom Kippur we can see there's a separate heter of Mokum Choli over and above the heter of Lahavir and Hazuam. Now, the yes, Aaron. No, nobody says it. Yeah, I understand. I guess Sikha gets into the body more than the Rebbe Zakeh. Yeah, exactly. The Sikha gets into the body, oil gets into the body more than water? Oh, sure. Okay. So that's the reason it's more Kishtim. Now the Rosh says, and the Ramban quotes part of it here in Torah Tavah, but not all of it. He says, Olivo Chatoti, so they said you can wash. So it's, what do you mean? Sakana. You can wash even beyond the Kippurim and Tisha B'Av. No, it's about any Sakana. What do you mean Sakana? So Ramban already says the word Sakana is thrown around very loosely. No one's talking about real Sakana Tafosh. That's not to talk about. It's not one of the Gibel of Eretz HaChamurus. Sakana means Koli. That's the way it's used in all the Rishonim over here. Yeah. So now, the Mechabi here, in our Simon over here, is Matir, listen carefully, he's Matir when? It's only Mutter when? When it's Yadua Shuistas, and Misnag Melekiyas, and Loyirchas, Yitztar Harbe, V'yavol Lidei Mechash. Where did that come from, that expression? Where did that come from? Where? Comes from the Ramban. Ramban coined the phrase. But it's a very, very, very shver mechab. When he is diving. Very shver. Because if you look in the Ramban, on the Maram Akonis, he says that you need this condition of Mitzar Harbe V'yobol Adei Mechush in order to be Matthew. What, Rabbi Osai? No, tell me, what? What? When? 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 Your mission. He said to the Farish. To be Matter, your mission, even well, he read it before. It's Mutter, even your mission, if it's Mitzar, Harbe, V'yavo, the Mesh. But the Mechala, by not distinguishing, seems to require this Madrega of Tsar, Harbe, Mechush, even on the rest of the day. The Rabban says, Faket? What's the Rabban's proof, by the way? What's his proof? That it's Mutter, be your mission, and Tsar, Harbe, what? It proves the fact that Mutter l'haver sazum or by Sikha. Sikha l'haver sazum is Mutter. No distinction is drawn over there between one and what? The first day and the rest of the day. So therefore, the first day is also Mutter b'makom Mechush. And Mechush doesn't mean really getting sick. Mechush means it's Tzarach l'zuama. That's only for the first day. And the Ramban goes beyond that. Ramban calls a fascinating Rishonim. Yishalmi says that these kind of minutes when the Rabban interprets it, that when it comes back to the base Olam, but all that will come back from the Kvura, they'd all go right away the first thing go into a bath. Because they were so filthy. They was to do that to dig themselves. It wasn't like that. They were first digging and digging. What do you zoom? Bad smell, bad dirt, I mean the ruchas. He mentioned throws the ruchas in too. I'm not an expert on ruchas. This is a different sphere. And Rukos rolls, whatever there is, a whole bunch of things. I never heard that Rukos should go off in the bed. But anyway, whatever it is, Rukos rolls with dirt, with mud, with smell. That was the minute they used to do that as soon as they came back to the base of Kvart. And then they wouldn't wash again for a whole week. Because then it was no longer the Torah. One second, Joe. When they were in bed, they were dirty, they were filthy, and they had the Rukos got to get rid of it. Then after the rest of the week, they didn't do anything. They didn't wash, because it wasn't necessary. Oh. The Ramban is, that's what Yishalmi says. You see, Klar, the Havre says, it was supposed to be on Rishon. They came back right from the cemetery. The Ramban is not wondering, what about Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel didn't Rochav Lila Rishon. The Yom Rishon of Rishon was not Rochav. Why not? It's with the Rishalmi. There's two possibilities. Either the Babli argues in the Rishalmi. Maybe the Babli would hold as we put the Yom Rishon too. A little shver, the Mishnah is Rochav Lila Rishon. Tachav, he first came back at night, so it's possible. Or no, it goes further than that. Rabbi Gamliel, quote, Dilma Rechitza Shnir Rochav Lila. Apparently, Rabbi Gamliel washed a second time. He washed a second time. What was the second time? It was really no longer such a terrible matter of dirt or zuama or the equivalent Mitzar Har Beyubolu Dei Mechus, which Rabban equated with Zuhama. No, he was in a habit, he used to take a shower every night. That's so crazy, the people that have it today too. Take a shower every night. And if he didn't take a shower every night, he would just feel yucky. And he wouldn't feel, low noise, the diet of Yushevatala wasn't so smelly and dirty and just a painful pain. Very, I don't know how to say it. He just didn't feel proper, didn't feel right. He didn't take a shower every night, and that's enough for the 7 days. All he needs is some mild discomfort. That it's ain't that even just shabbos alone. Comfortable, yes. Not pleasure. Pleasure means a person right now. Listen, how do you feel? All right. That means he's not. He's not uncomfortable, he's not, what's pleasure? Ice cream. Before the person has ice cream, so it's not pain to have ice cream, most people. Not pain to have ice cream, it's neutral. Then, they have ice cream for lunch, I don't know. If they want to have ice cream, it's okay. supply of shirts which have been worn for 1 second. That whole hetter is very mafukpuk with the flower. This is an issan, so there should be a hetter. But it wouldn't even be nice for him because it's not chuya, it's putra. The person changes shirts when they're very smelly and sweaty because he's not doing it for pleasure. He's doing it because it's ein daitam mishashavas alav. To walk in, he just plays ball. His undershirt is yeah. So I mean, it's dripping, it's wet, it's smelling. Okay, we'll put it on again. That's just not shaya. It's certainly mutta. And even a regular shirt, assuming he wears it on a hot day. If the day is cool, then he shouldn't change. If the day is hot, or if he's playing ball in the shirt, or whatever, if it's very sweaty, then it'll be het to gomer to put on a new shirt of this height because of this kisrei tshuva. Halacha l'maaseh, someone wasn't in a veil there. It was very hot. After 3 days of a veil, he was wearing the same ripped shirt, and it was just impossible. He couldn't. He said, I'm not missing the shaylos. I understood it was ain't dad to Mr. Shemesolo. I told him, yeah, he's allowed to wear a new shirt. You know, regular noble shirt. All he is, because it was available. Other than evil then, had to rip that shirt again. So that will get discussed a lot in Korea. But as far as the 9 days are concerned, I think we discussed in Halacha l'maaseh. Any question you have, you can please speak to me after.
Shir Yud Dalet. Follows very shortly. Stay tuned.
Activities, what kind of weather it is, many factors come into play. But the heter of isness definitely does apply. All I meant to say was there's no blanket heter of Big Nezeah. There is a heter of isness, according to the Machabes Kumra, it applies to Zuhama or Mitzahabibo de Mechel. So like we wanted to say, it should come out that even if you're not in that Madrega, just ain't died from Mitzah Shevazalab, would also be the status of isness. Same thing as far as with the minig which exists to treat the 9 days of the kumra of shloshim, and the minig that exists in shloshim after rechitza, the combination of two kumras, according to which you shouldn't bathe during the 9 days. And once again, the issur is an issur. You can't take away the issur. It's mitam minig. Right, it's mitam minig. But minig is also something. But the heter of isness applies to that as well. What that heter is, it depends. It's very hot. What do you do? First, when I hadn't played a set of tennis or ran the lake, so I mean, he goes, okay, ran the lake, let's put on a shirt, come to base measure. Ain't died to Michel Shemin, so his mom is dripping sweat, and he really has to clean himself off. The church is a zuama, and it works. So, therefore, it's Akhara Torah? An average person, if he learns, the pleasant. Right? If he doesn't learn,
neutral.
But someone who, without learning, is in such terrible pain, at the head of his in his vein. Okay. Do you answer me?
Ramban also said whatever over here. He said that whatever, right? He said said aminus of Lilo is Ramban.
Well, he rejects Rapaigon. Rapaigon, this is the famous Rapaigon who holds Avelos Shiva Yavin as a Raisa. The Rif and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Ravid and everybody else rejects. So that's everyone. This part is certainly rejected. This is the famous Rapaigon that the Ikuman de Amat, the Rif keeps saying that Avelos Shiva is a Raisa. Yes, you asked. I'm sorry, I never answered your question.
Yeah, well, he said before, this is from the Lashon Mechaber, he said that he required that the requirement that it has to be the Mazel Shem HaMash Pasuk, that he made a rule that he was the Mazel Shem HaMash Pasuk, the Mazel Shem HaMash Pasuk, the Mazel Shem HaMash Pasuk, he said he required that he would go all 7 days.
That's the way to read the Mechaber.
Right, no thing, but so I think, here we're going to put note that the Tour brought that down, the Tour brought it down as the Hezer of Rapai.
Yeah, I understand.
Which
the Makabo is copying the tour, correct. The Makabo is copying the tour. So I don't know how the tour say that, copying the Ramban, but the Ramban didn't say it. So I don't know. I thought that if you look at the original source, it's not that way. Yes, sir.
I think it's not from Ramban that what he's saying is that, let's say, that the heterovision is only in the what about Khami? So the head of business would only reflect so many. Why should Iskinis be able to take go with Khami? He said, I will
what's the heck of that watch with Sony? And now take away the time.
So what does the head of business is Hudra? Like if you say that, what if the head of is
Mishai? No, that's not true. Even if it is Hudra, I call Hudra before means that there's no requirement to do something in advance to avoid having to rely on the heter of Isnas. But you can't say Hutra, you can just go Hutra. You can do the Chal Shabbos with Isnas. Hutra. So I'm saying, so what are you saying? It doesn't make sense what you're saying. You're saying but so you see it, yes, but that's the next Madrega. That's not Mitzah Harbi Bode Vech. Why did you take a cold shower? There it is. That for all the other days, you don't need that. That high level of the star about the bench. You not have in that the Mitzvah Shem will tell us.
So in order to reach that level, first where it's Mudra, people are stoning, that means star high, that's what we're not stoning down. Now he's saying that once I'm not using stoning, time you might be the he's saying, well, that you already don't need such a, that I must take a half shower. Even, I'd like to
say that. That should be true. I mean, if it's Mudra, turn the hot water force instead of the cold water force, it should be Mudra to turn the hot water force instead of nothing. I don't see the difference. And why the answer that should follow. Yes, Danny? Both the Ramban's phrase. I mean, we that in today's world they charge you with plagiarism. You coin a phrase, they say the star however you vote they make. That's a very poetic phrase, but it's a very clear that phrase is coming from the Ramban. He tried to make it up on his own, by chance picked up the same five words. And he, Simple Shabbos? I can't answer that. But however it is clear that Ramban is the author of that phrase. I mean, that seems...
He used the phrase, but he used the phrase to hold it all up in
prison. Could be. Maybe. I thought the Torah is saying Pashup Shat in their eyes. Well, so maybe there's another sheet. Could be, but I haven't found it in Rishonim Klal. Only the Torah seems to say that it seems to be taken from the Ramban, but it seems to be moving it. I don't know where he got that from. Against the fair Shimon Banas thing. Yes. Don't need that. That's what David said before. But Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to drink, but almost allowed to drink. We don't come on to that. You're there. The only chum of sicha kishtiya is a kippur. We're not allowed to drink. We're almost allowed to drink. No, that's what I'm saying. It's just a bar. The proof is a borrowed proof. The post started talking about sicha kishtiya. What's it do with anything? Nothing. It's not as if that's the Yom Kippur the Gazak. Right. I say, but you can't. As far as the novel is concerned, Mechitza and Sikha are identical. The whole Klumer of Sikha is a Tzimch Geshtiya. The novel is a lot of drink. It makes no difference, Mechitza and Sikha. Okay. Rabbi Ossai, yes, Mayor.
The article said that the last question of the Ramban, the Mahavir, is Roma. Right. He wants to, even on the mission, he must have.
In the Ramban, he shouldn't think his mama is going to be so sick and sent to the hospital. You know, we call it Shema
Sakon. Then what's the level underneath that?
The Ramban spelled everything out. Everything is spelled out in Ramban. No secret. He spelled it all out. Because she is very clear. The verse is very clearly on his diet. Oh. So now Rav Ossai, I want to discuss something very important. Very important. That's the Shaila coming up to the 9 days. As long as the Mashiach have to come quickly before Rosh Chodesh Av. Chalila Nat, you have to know now a little bit longer for the 9 days. So there are two Isurim which are found in Shulchan Aruch. One is the meaning which exists, not to wash oneself in the 9 days. This, as the Mishnah Berurah already points out, all the Pesukim say has no mocha whatsoever in the Gemara. If you didn't in the Gemara, you can wash not only in the 9 days, you can wash Shuvah Shechalvo, you can wash Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av of the Berachit. So where does it come from, this meaning? The answer is as follows. The Minhagim emerged that in certain other areas, for example, as far as Tisboresh is concerned, and as far as Kibbutz and Giyutz is concerned, so we saw already that the Shavua Shechalvo Tishrei has the status of Shlosh. We spoke about that in Barichas in earlier Shira. Shavua Shechalvo is like Shlosh, correct? No, but Shlosh is Mutzah Berchitza, Kayadua. So therefore, there's no problem in the Gemara. You're not going to find any Zecher in the Gemara that Rechitz is also Meshuvah Shechalva. Aha! But there are mosques over here and there are there for some reason unknown to us what the reason is. It's a minig not to wash and shloshim. Vimela, an output of the minig here and there are there, not to wash and shloshim is what? Another minig what? No, not to wash. Meshuvah Shechalva, Mitzvadim. And for Ashkenazim, we are in trouble. So this chum was extended to what we call, in our lingo, the 9 days. So you see what happened over here? If it's not to wash in the 9 days, the chumrah gabi chumrah. Because the whole idea of not washing at all is based on the chumrah and avelus, which is extended then to Shua Shechalbo by that equation of the Gemara, which is extended to Ashkenazim for the 9 days. Okay, that's a chumrah. All we did is man hazeh. So, the aura, we should say as follows. The heter of istinus should certainly apply to an isur which is not medina de gemara. If even medina de gemara, lani is daiti. Heter of istinus is so broad; it's even broader than the mechaber put. Anytime it's ain datam es hashemasolav, the pasuk shot in Ramban. Whenever it's ain datam es hashemasolav, it's a perfect heter of istinus. Even if someone doesn't want to accept that, I'm not saying to accept it. Not to accept it. After all, the Machado doesn't sound that way, the Torah doesn't sound that way, whoever they got it from, but okay. But the Medrash, we want to be machmir against what the Ramban seems to say, Klar, that the Easter are available to be given to the Gemara, Tosh Shiva. But Tosh Shloshim, which the whole thing, we don't even know where it came from. So I think Havadol lost the law. That there's a status of Isness, according to the Ramban, which is the marker of all this, even though the Machado seems to have moved it. So the Chorei should at least be able to learn the Ramban in an Easter which is not Medina the Gemara. And therefore the Kavachomer, it's an Easter of the 9 days, which is not Medina the Gemara at all. So certainly should be able to rely upon the broader, and which I think is the correct, heter of Isthmus as defined by the Ramban. And therefore the Maisa, especially since the 9 days in the northern hemisphere come out in the hot season, and you know, it's been rainy and cool, but that's only just now. Wait till Wednesday, it's going to start to heat up. That's how it is. It's come out every year, it's the Teva Dvar. So it's an Indian of Ishtanis, and therefore, although the showering should be permissible, especially if someone goes out to play ball, or goes out to do some exercise, runs the lake, comes back, is pouring sweat, and so the elders have to go and walk back into the Beis Medrash to get his clothes on, and sweat and everything. That's mamish. Ain't, I would say it's certainly in the category of Ein Datum Mitzvah Shemesolah. It may already be mamish Azumah after a while, but it's certainly at least in the category of Ein Datum Mitzvah Shemesolah, which the Ramban says is a good Hetzer Fisnas, even Medina de Gemara, so at least we rely upon it, one second, in the 9 days. Similarly, just have to finish, one second. Similarly, I want to conclude what I spoke about earlier. And that's as far as Kibbutz is concerned, the God of the Chubos. We mentioned that Meirov Shitusa, as the Piskei Shiva said, the Heter of Ishtanis is left out of the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to wearing, changing your dirty and smelly garments, so subtle than Avelis. The why that translated the Halacha L'maisa. So the Sefer Moad Yeshurun, printed by Rabbi Felder, he quotes, and it's basically what Moshe already printed in one of the Kudjus of the Torah L'Orah, and you're permitted to put on a fresh, washed shirt, a regular shirt, a shirt that everyone's wearing now, what he called unstarched shirts. I'm not sure why people mock wearing starched, either because it's considered Meguah, and therefore it would be considered no Machmer, after the Mechavah's posture was asked in the Chubas also in the 9 days. Or maybe because if it's starched, it doesn't get dirty so fast. I mean, I don't know, I haven't worn a starched shirt in many, 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 many years. Some of you have never in your whole life worn a starched shirt. It's out of style. So if it's an unstarched shirt, he's makil to change the shirt in the 9 days. And it's even mutter in Avelis proper, according to the Pitzchei Tshuva Naruch HaShulchan. And therefore, especially we said before that the based on the Rova Poskim, in you have Istanis, it's not Bechuyah, but it's what we call Hutra, type of garment, not to try to avoid it. Therefore, it's not required, Al Pi Halacha, to go try on 15 shirts tomorrow before Shkia, in order that you should have a supply of shirts that have been worn for 1 second. That whole Heta is very Fukpok in the cloud. This is an Istan, so there should be a Heta. But it wouldn't even be necessary because it's not Bechuyah, it's Hutra. The person changes shirts when they're very smelly and sweaty because he's not doing it for pleasure. He's doing it because it's Ein Datum Mitzvah Shemesolah. To walk in, he just plays ball. He's wearing, his undershirt is yeah. So I mean, it's dripping, it's wet, it's smelly. Okay, we'll put it on again. That's not shy. It's certainly mutter. And even a regular shirt, assuming he wears it on a hot day. If the day is cool, then he shouldn't change. Day is hot, or if he's playing ball in the shirt, or whatever, it's very sweaty, then it'll be Heter Gomer to put on a new shirt of this type because of this Piskei Tshuva. Halacha L'maaseh, someone wants an Avelis after it. It's very hot. If for 3 days of Avelis, he was wearing the same ripped shirt, and it was just impossible that he couldn't. He said, I'm Ramesh in the Shalais, I understood, it was Ein Datum Mitzvah Shemesolah. I told him, he's glad to wear a new shirt. A regular normal shirt. Only it's because it was available of Avivinimo then, had to rip that shirt again. So that will get discussed in laws of Korea. But as far as the 9 days are concerned, we discussed it, Halacha L'maaseh. Any question you have, you can please speak to me afterwards.
Shir Yud Dalet. Follows very shortly. Stay tuned.
But the heter of isness definitely does apply. All I meant to say was there's no blanket heter of Bignei Zeah. The heter of isness, according to the Mechaber's Kumra, it applies to Zuhama or the Tzahar Bodei Mechus. We wanted to say It should come out that even if you're not about Madrega, just ain't died to Mr. Shevazalov, would also be a status of distance. Same thing as far with the minig which exists to treat the nine as the kund of Shloshim. And the minig that exists in Shloshim at the Rechitza, the combination of two kumras, according to which it shouldn't bathe during the 9 days. And once again, the Yisr is an Yisr. Can't take away the Yisr. It's mitar minig. Right, it's mitar minig. But minig is also something. But the heter of Yisr is applies to that as well. What that heter is, it depends. It's very hot. What do you do? First, when I haven't played a set of tennis or ran the lake, you know what I mean? You go, okay, ran the lake, put on a shirt, come to base measure. Ain't died to Michel Shemesh, so his mama's just dripping sweat, and it he feels he has to clean himself off. The church is a zuama, and it works. So, therefore, it's mutter mishamistinus. It's mutter mishamistinus. If he didn't run the lake, they say, don't run the lake. It's plain, there's no chiyuv. That's why I spent took time to play yesterday. I need a chuyuv. To beat the chuyuv, I say, you have to make a chumra. No sports activities in the 9 days. Because if you do sports, then you're going to have to change the shirt because it's an issa. So what, you have no right to put yourself into a matzav, you do an issa. That's why I explained. It's not a question of tchiyas yisurim. It's het the gomer, because that's not the klal, the issa of the chanal. And therefore, the person who's involved in sports activities and comes back sweaty is certainly permitted to the shower in order to remove the sweat and the dirt and the smell. But since the heter is based upon istinus, therefore he's permitted to wash to the extent necessary to remove the dirt and the discomfort, etc., etc. But some people have enjoyed, you know, sitting in the shower. I don't know, playing the book, they won't let you get away with it. They're over the line. But Lu Yitzuya, if you mentioned, you're a counselor. So the person may enjoy taking the shower next to 10 minutes, you know, that the water comes down, you know, it's considered an enjoyable activity. So that part of the activity probably wouldn't be allowed, because that's already tanugim. So you may have to cut the shower a little bit shorter and make the water drop a trifle cooler. So it's really like, it's really a hot shower, they enjoy it, so they take it a little bit more lukewarm. It's not before you have to go into a cold shower, I don't think. But the cold shower, I mean, you know, that's already, for many people, it's already in a tsar. It's freezing. You have no bravery. It's Erev Shabbos, the hot water runs out. So you go in for 5 minutes to a cold shower. But we all know you don't like cold showers. I always joke, off camp, we're machmir. They're machmir the 8 weeks, other than 9 days. They have cold showers. Your bunk is good. You don't know what it means. But some other bunks we've been in the camp know that there's a very big machmir in the camp. The cold water here, sometimes, you can tell stories. Huh? The whole summer, cold water. That's considered unpleasant, uncomfortable. You can't really clean yourself off with cold water. So you shouldn't have cold water. But if there's just a mashu cooler than usual, you should realize that it's not just a shame tanuk, but it's a shame nikayo, and based upon the heter of istinus. So how frequently can you shower? I get it. If you do athletic activities, you always can shower. You do it every day, you shower every day. Twice, take a shower twice a day. But if the person, if they go, let's say one day it's raining or something, it's not going to play ball that day. So you might be in a situation where if we were not for the 9 days, you would go into the shower. But he can do without it. Not like I'm going to leal to the shower every single day. They don't have to miss Hashem or something. Not my drink. But ordinarily, he would probably go into the shower just as much. But it's not really in a situation where he don't have to miss Hashem or something. Then, according to this minute which we have, he shouldn't go into the shower for 9 days for those conditions. Because the heteristics would not apply in that kind of a case. Change your shirts also. Let's say a guy changes his shirt. Well, the guy changes his shirt every single day, he changes his shirt. So if she's like, I'm a Gamliel, he doesn't change his shirt. He's saying, Dr. Mr. Shemesel, Buffalo Yavam, he can't stand wearing the same shirt twice in a row. Shirt, their undershirt, whatever, not their own, minhagim. But in a situation in which a person, you know, ordinarily I occasion shirt. But not as if he has a paid on it, and not as if they doubt him it's a shell is all over that. But then if it's 9 days, he really shouldn't. It's not it would be a head of big days day, a period. So then, you know, no one has just a month. You just change it as much as you want. Which is not true. There's no such head. No such, you won't find the concept anywhere. It's only a head to based on instantness, but then the head has certain limitations, as we explained. Okay, that's clear. I want to make sure it's clear. Yes, Ben. True, that's true. Right, that's an honor. Maybe I was a Gamaliel or the Ramaz of Tutsis, since he took a hot shower every night, hot bath every night, and was a Nana of Tutsis, so therefore he's permitted. Really, maybe there's another guy living in the same town as Gamaliel. He also took a shower every night. But if you miss a few nights, it wouldn't bother him. So from nearby, then the pocket would be awesome. So I'm saying, right, Daniel. You know, change every day. Only some people are there. It's certain habits. They don't change every day. It bothers them. If it wouldn't bother them, it would tackle the awesome. Of course, yeah.
Also, what's the name of the
changing clothes? I told you a story last week. That was yesterday. That I had a meister with us. There were three brothers who were observing Shiva. And one of them was from our yeshiva, two from a different yeshiva. And came to Shiloh. I came to Menachem Avil, and the Shiloh, or even before I came, the Shiloh came to me through a different channel because it was already shut the talk after a few days. The Shiloh, well, I forgot all the details. But you may remember the details. So the Shiloh was going to change shirts. The pound of the other brothers got a sock. Nope, can't change the shirt. And I thought some of the possibility. A lot of change the shirt. It was hot, and people coming in. A big family with people coming from all over the world. I was there on a Friday morning, and early in the morning, it would be empty, 7 o'clock in the morning. We went down in a Sikkim somewhere, or a long story, anyway. So there would be nobody there. It was like Rosh Hashivas were coming, people coming back and forth. So it was a big crowd. So I thought that would possibly be a lot of change the shirt, because it's hot and sweaty. I'm not admitting that every day, but you ordinarily would. So you know, when it gets to the point, it's uncomfortable. As I told you, I said it was how it was other than the email, he had it rip again.
That's why it seems to me that you say that the moment the minute all of it's got to change laws. In this case, it's...
The minute all of it, I don't know the minute all of it. It's hard for me to say what the minute all of it is. People are very machmer avelis. You know, they want to, you know, keep it avelis. They're not going to take any chances. But it was an extreme length for avelis. Okay, so I don't want to come in... But you have to know what the din is. The din is it's more than a change. But often a Baruch HaShulchan and often a Pesach HaChum. Far it's right. Teaches the Madrega Vistinus, whatever Madrega that is. You know, declare what Madrega you require. Far. Yes, Nathan? You wear the same shirt for 9 days? You want to come to Shir, but maybe you shouldn't. Okay. Let's now go to the next Indian, which is the last Indian which relates to pizza and sicha. Remember I told you looking at the Gemara in Tainus, Dr. Gimel. So the Gemara discussed the Indian of Rechitza.
I can't even say the awesome.